Chafamid Aleph. We learned the Mishnah about animals that were found near the bottom, where the Gemara begins. This perek talked about money that was found, because we were talking about the Shifrais. And then this Mishnah talks about, then we talked about meat that was found. And this Mishnah talks about animals. So the beginning of the Mishnah said that if you find an animal going for a stroll, an animal that's the size and type that's usable for a carbon. So the Mishnah began that if it's a male animal, you bring it as an ayla. If it's a female animal, you assume it's a shlamim, you bring it as a shlamim. So the Gemara has a problem with it. Ravashi Araba Omar, lavai b'demehem shanu. You can't be makar of the animal. You might be wrong. The animal may not be an ayla, maybe a shlamim. So you can't assume regarding the animal. Lavi b'demehem shanu. You have to do is get value and use the money. So the Gemara Amalei Rabbi Yechanan, Omra Milay La'adam Tsei Uma'il B'Kachim. Do we tell somebody, go do Mi'ila B'Kachim? What are you going to do? You take a Kachim, you can't be paid it. You can't sell it. How are you going to get money? You have to sell it. But it has Kedusha Saguf. We've already mentioned in the past. An animal that's a carbon has Kedusha Saguf, and pigeon doesn't work. So you can't be paid it. So what are you going to do? Now you can't sell it because it stays Kedush. Ella, Rabbi Yochanan said, Hilchu Behen Achar Arayv, you rely on Rayv. Imrayv Zichar Amai Lais, Imrayv Nekevais, Zichay Shlamim. We assume if it's from the Rayv Zicharim, then it's an Ayla. If it's the Rayv Nekevais, it's a Shlamim. So the Gemara rejects Rabbi Yochanan as well. Ve'ein HaShlamim Ba'am in HaZicharim Uminay Nekevais. Now the two most common Karbanis were an Ayla and a Shlamim, that's true. And it's true that an Ayla can only be a Zachar, so that a nekeva animal is almost certainly a shlamim. But a shlamim could be a zachar as well. A zachar could be either a shlamim or an ayla. So there's no clear rive. Ketzer uwaitza. And therefore we go back to what we said before. Moitzian l'chulin. You take out the animal, you paid it to go out to chulin. We have to deal with how that works. B'chayzav aysa aysan aylais. And then you take the animal, you paid it, and then you go and you make the carbon from this value into an ayla.
What does it mean, a rive zicharim ayla?
Rive zicharim animals that are walking around your shalayim are aylas. That got lost. This guy. What?
All.
All are aylas.
Rive
the caves, you could have someone who had to bring one of the other carbonates that are not frequent. Could be meiser, it could be, well, it can't be bechar, it's in the keva. Could be a meiser, maybe an asham. I'm not sure what all the carbonates could be, but they are carbonates that are infrequent carbonates.
Yeah,
could be
a carbon
musif. What?
Is rov more than 50%?
Right.
No,
plurality is not
right.
Enough. You need the majority. Yeah.
I want to make sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And once it's designated as a certain carbon, they can switch it.
But Kedush Saguf, you can't switch.
So how do you do it?
So the Gemara explains. Amareb Zira, Kamata at Amar Taman, just like he said elsewhere. Tanai Bez Nuhala Maestrais, Shikrivo Ailais. We had in the beginning of the Masechta. That's a Tanai Bez then on the leftover monies. Even if it's Chatas money. But if it's leftover money, it's an ayla. Kenat mar oifachi. So you say, mar is like omar again, the aleph is missing. Ken afat omar oifachi, say here also, tanai bezdenu ala uvdais. It's a tanai bezden on the ones that are lost, shiikrivu aylais. It's a tanai bezden that any animal that's lost should automatically be an ayla. Am Rav Yisrael Biyakei Baracha in zem ezid. You can make someone into a mezid. He should bring a carbon oila when it's not an oila. Amalei kivin shu tanai bezdin ain't a mezid. It's a tanai bezdin, it's not a mezid. So exactly how tanai bezdin works, the mechanics, I'm not sure. We know that by kedushin we say kol mekadesh al das bezdin. That there's such an idea that a person does things on the das moshav Yisrael. So presumably the carbon too. It's a tanai bezdin in the designation of a carbon that it's done al das kein. Okay, so that's what we do. We sell the animal. It's a tanai bezdin. You could sell the animal and be makriv from its money, an ayla.
But tanai bezdin, why do we have to sell it? Why can't we do it just on the behemoth? If it's the tanai bezdin.
why do you have to mechal it in the first place?
Yeah.
Well, because if it's a shlamim and not an ayla, we want to do both. So we do is we sell for the money. The money we're going to bring a shlamim, and the animal we'll bring for an ayla.
Maximizing the value.
It's sort of maximizing the value. That's at least the way I understand the deal, the way Reb Zeira says it.
So we have to bring two karbonis for the.
I believe so. I'm just taking a quick
look. I'm not picking this animal up.
Yeah, you have to end up paying.
I'm not sure. You know something? The Tikkun Chatan doesn't say. He just says it sounds like he's going back to saying you don't redeem it.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't think if it's tonight best, and it's tonight best.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. In the Mishnayis, I believe it says that you redeem it, not the way it says here. But Tikkun Chatan says the way you're saying, Karban Eid as well. They say that you just makriv is an oila straight out.
Why not? Why would you think that you need?
Because it may be a shlamim. The question is how safe they wanted to play it. That's really the question. How they made the takan.
No, but it can't be a shlamim.
Ain't zemezid.
He said that's the most cautious.
Yeah, that part is that part. I agree.
So once he's ain't zemezid,
okay. You don't need the pidyon. You just go straight to the okay. Okay, good. Omer of Yasa. Ada no tamon shamit kal Reb Yehuda shal Shmuel. We had this. So while I visited Bavel, I heard the sound. Now I'd like to point something out to you, if you don't mind. We're going to finish Shkolim soon. It'll be a distant memory. You see, there's that little aleph. You see what it says in the Maseres Hashas? Lo'el. What does it say? Perik Beis Halacha Dalet. Why does it say Lo'el Daf Tes? Why does it say the Daf? So I mentioned. You see, when we began, there are three sets of pagination from Masechet Shkalim. Okay, the old Gemaras, the Lemberg Gemaras, have 13 blot for the whole Shkalim. And Daf Yomi, till 1975, had to finish Shkalim, not in 3 weeks that we're doing, but in 2 weeks, in 13 days. They had 13 blot. In the Vilna Shas, where they stuck in the Taklach Hadatin, which was from the Talmidei Agra in Vilna, it ended up 22 blot. So you ended up with 22 blot in 1975, they changed the Daf Yomi. Ramesh and the Gary Rebbe got together, and they announced that the CMHS in America and Israel, from now on they're going to 22 blots. So actually, the Daf Yomi cycle got 9 days longer, because of it. It's bottle barai, but, There is also a 33-page, the Pnei Maisha, which is in the Shkolim. See, if you get a set of Yerushalmis, the Yerushalmis have Shkolim. They don't have the Taklach Hadatin. They have the Pnei Moshe, which is in the whole Yerushalmi. And there, it's spread out over 33 blot. So they can spend 5 weeks doing it. So, be that as it may, that's why the Maseres HaShas doesn't say a daf. Because Shkolim comes three versions of the daf. Everywhere it's Perek Beis Halacha Dalet.
When was the Maseres HaShas written?
When it was written.
I mean, when was it,
It had to be sometime after the Shas was set up to its blot, because the Maseres HaShas and the rest of Shas has the daf number.
But what I'm saying is, it was probably before we changed from 13 to 20.
Maybe before we changed.
Right, okay.
But there were at least two versions, the Yerushalmi version, the Bavli version, whether the Tikkun Chatan version came about the year 1800. So I don't know when the Maseres HaShas was written. Anyway, let's get back to the Gemara. Amar Rab Yasa. Ada no tamon. When I was visiting there means Bavel, Shamit kol Rab Yehuda shol Shmuel. I heard Rab Yehuda asking his Rabbi Shmuel. Rab Yehuda was a Talmud of both Rab and Shmuel. Shehifri shiklai umes. If somebody separates a shekel and he dies before it gets to the Lishcha, what do you do with it? Amalei yiplu l'nedava. It goes into the Nadavis, not into the regular Shkolim, but into the Nadavis, the Kitzam is Be'er. Meiser Asira Se'efa Shalai. Meiser Asira Se'efa of a Kayin Gadol who dies. Rabbi Yechanan Ama Yelichin Liyam HaMelech. Now again, the Kayin Gadol every day had a special carbon Kayin Gadol. It's called Chavitin. It's also called Asira Se'efa. Same thing. There was an Asira Se'efa of, a flour, a certain amount of oil, they were made into some kind of wafers that were split into two. No chocolate, no Kit Kats, you know. I mean, a piece of just dough of either fried and baked, we'll learn later. And What? A biscuit, okay. So it was, half of it was Nikrav in the morning, and half in the evening. That was the Seder Hayyim. So the question is, regarding the Kayin Gadol, Maisa Asir Saifa Shalai, what do you do with the leftover Asir Saifa if he died during the day? And half of it he was Makrav, and half of it not. Yechanan says, it's a chatos whose owner died, so it's destroyed. Rabbi Leza Aymer Yiplul in Nadava. Rabbi Leza says it falls into the Nadava, and it becomes like the rest of the Nadava is in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, obviously, it's had to be the money for the Asir HaSeifa then. Money that was consecrated for Asir HaSeifa.
It has a din of chatos?
Yeah, chavitim is a chatos. I believe so. Once we mentioned it, we talk now about how it was done. Asir Saifa Shokayan Gadol. Rabbi Yechanan Aymer, Chaitza Isa, Vachakach Mekadsha. He goes in the morning, they bake this, chavitin. So Rabbi Yechanan said, you do it in a conservative way, you play it safe. First split it in half, and then give it Kedusha. That way, give Kedusha to one half, be makrovit. And then in the afternoon, if you live long enough, you'll give Kedusha to the second half and be makrav of that. Rishim ben Lakish Aymer, no. Mekatsha v'achakach chaitza oisa. First, you give a Kedusha. V'achakach chaitza oisa. And then, you split it. Masnisa polagar Rabbi Yechanan. Now, according to Rishim ben Lakish, you have the situation I mentioned before. The Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day. You have half of the Asir HaSeifa, which is already Kadosh. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you don't have the problem. You have the value, which is Kadosh, but not the Kedushas HaGof of it. But according to Reish Lakish, what did you do? In the morning, you were Magdish the whole thing, Makrav half, and you left with the other half. So we have a Mishnah that's like Reish Lakish. Masnisa, Palig al, Pligi al Rabbi Yechanan, says Makrav Mechza Umechza Aved. If he dies, it says you makrav half, and the other half you destroy. So we see that it's kadosh, and you have to destroy what's left over. And for the Gemara, pasar la, Rabbi Yechon will answer, shekin afilu ma'i seiluchu liyam ha-melech. Earlier when he said, if there's left over asir ha-seif, you throw it into the yam, it's not only if it's the biscuit itself, it's also if it's the money of it. So he'll say he's talking about the money for it. Masnisa pligi al. Now again, it should say Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara changes it.
They would have bought it already.
So the kedushas adamim. That's what it means. The kedushas adamim. The value. Right. It could be flour. It was flour and oil at that point. It was a biscuit at that point. But they were a magdish. Yeah, kedushas agov. So went to the Yamamel. Masnisa a brisa poligar again. It should be Rabbi Yechanan. Nimtzu, it comes out as follows. He have a Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day. They appoint a new Kohen Gadol. He's got to bring Chavitin too. So he brings his Asir HaSeifa, but he can only be marked with the evening one. So the morning Kohen Gadol was marked with the morning. He has left over the evening one. The evening Kohen Gadol, it has to be from his money. So he brings again Asir HaSeifa, but he can only be marked with half. Nimtzu Shnei Chatzoyim Kravim. Comes out two halves of an Asir HaSeifa were burnt. Avudim, and two had to be thrown away because they couldn't be used. So again, we see this idea. Now here Rabbi Yechanan could answer, it's going on the money. So Tani Allah, we learned on that. No. Mechza Rishain, or Mechza Sheini, Tu'ubatsurasan, V'yetzel Beisas Reifa. Tu'ubatsurasan, we had yesterday, means leave it overnight, Lina. That means that's Kedusha Zagov. You have to leave it overnight to passel it. V'yotzu lebeis hasreifa, and it goes and it's burnt like other things that have kedushas hagof. So again, this is not like Rabbi Yechanan. We see it had kedushas hagof; it had to be burnt in the beis hasreifa, in the place where things
we
were
also
burnt.
See that they did both; they made both halves together. It's not shayach to have money for half and.
They definitely made both halves together. The question is the kedusha.
Rabbi Yochanan said that even if it's the money, I would spend the money to, you know, another.
Yamei Melech, the money goes to Yamei Melech.
Right, but what I'm saying is, how can you have money for half if you're making it?
Money, we mean Kedusha's Dam. We mean the Kedusha's Dam and the value of that sense. So we see now, like Rabbi Yochanan, Pasal Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Yisar Mikadish, Geshakai Miskarev Tchila Lavaida. Oh, I'm sorry. Pasal Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Yisar Mikadish. Paskin, this is going to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yechanan's Maida, there's a Shita Yisar and Mikadish. That it was Mekudish right away with the Isara and the Isaran of Levina that was brought with it. And he tackles that way. Rabbi Yechanan doesn't paskin that way. Period. They'll say the price is going like him. Now I should mention the Beis HaSrei, folks, we're going to have it later. In the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash proper, there was a Beis HaSrei. The Beis HaSrei is the place where the ashes, next to the Mizbeach, were put every day, the Trumas HaDeshen. They called it the Beis HaDeshen. And Pasala Karbonis were actually burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. That's called the Beis HaSreifa. You think it's taken out to be burnt. We see generally they were burnt there, and that's what it meant. Tubat Zerosa v'yetzel Beis HaSreifa. Zok the Gemara Vaitik. Shekayim iskarev tchila l'avayda. Any kayin, the first day he goes to do the avayda, mevi asiris ha'efe shaloi. He's like a kayin gadol, the first day he does his avayda. First day he does his avayda, any kayin for his chinuch avayda brings an asir seifa. V'uvda biyadai. What's the gears to change? V'uvda biyadai. V'uvda biyadai. And I'm not sure what that means. I think it means that when he comes and brings asir seifa, so he does the. He has a right to do the avoida of his asira saifa. There's a rule that the first time a person starts in the chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash, he gets certain aspects of a kohen gadol, doesn't wear eight begadim, but the mechabit him to do avoida. Echad kohen gadol. Echad kohen gadol. Chavitin, right. Besides the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol brings chavitin. A kohen hedyit, besides the kohen gadol, he brings his own.
Assume they couldn't have 10 of these in a day. I mean, all kohanim the first day.
All kohanim the first day. It could be every day they had some kohanim bringing it. Echa kohen gadol, echa kohen hedyit she'avdu, ad shalai haviyu asira seifa shalahem. If they did avayda before they brought this asira seifa, havidasik she'ra, even though you mechanach them with the asira seifa, But avaydas shalahem avaydas k'sheira. If they did avayda without it, it's kasha. Ramana boy meimer, boy biyam. Ramana wanted to say boy biyam should discarf tchila avayda. Boy biyam nisman aliyas kohen gadol. Hey, you have a guy who his first day he's doing the avayda. He's appointed to be the kohen gadol. That's such a likely scenario. But if it were to happen, maybe shtayim. He brings two chavitim. Achas l'chinuchai, one for his chinuch, that means his first carbon. Achas l'chai v'sayayim. There's a well-known Sfas Emes, Chanukah, right, on the Kasha, why on Chanukah, why Tumot Shubitzibor, Peshu's Kasha, why didn't they bring the Menorah, why didn't they light the Menorah with Tami Dika oil? So there's a Sfas Emes who says that when you mechanuch something, it has to be l'chatchila. When you do something the first time, it has to be done in a lechatchila dik away. So they were now doing, they still had a new menorah, the menorah was gone. The Gemara says they had a new menorah. It can't be mechanach something with a bidiyavet. So the chinuch, the original chinuch has to be done in the excellent way. Like a kohen edyut who goes the first time, so he's accorded the kohen gadol status. So Sosema says that about being mechanach children as well. You're not mechanach children with bidiyavet. You're mechanach children with to do things in lechatchila dik away.
When they buy a little benesrig and it's not kosher lechatchila, it's really better not to do it.
Well, certainly if the child knows it's not kosher.
But, I didn't say not kosher, but kosher.
I remember once the palm man was answering a letter he got from somebody in Lakewood with a bunch of shilas. So one shilas they asked is, you have a child, he goes to sleep, Shabbos, let's say Shabbos is over at 9 o'clock. Your child goes to sleep 7:30, 8 o'clock. I never had kids that went to sleep before 9.
You have to sign. I've done something.
But, so the question was, if a kid does go to sleep 8 o'clock, why does he do Avdallah Sunday morning? You have to be Mechanachim. Mechinuch, what's the chinuch? If you didn't make Avdallah Friday night, Matzah Shabbos, you make Avdallah Sunday morning. So why aren't you Mechanachim that way? So the answer is that you're not Mechanach with Bidi Evitz. You mechanach when a child could do lechatchila. And the makar for that is, Salsaifa says, is from the Gemara. Gemara says, when you mechanach a child to shake a lulav, mishiedeya, linaneya, when he knows how to do the nanuim, then you have to train him to have a lulav. The ninuim are not ma'akiv in lulav. Somebody can't do nanuim, you pick up a lulav anyway. Why mishiedeya linaneya? Says this part. That when you mechanach him, you have to mechanach him lechatchila. You know, don't stop being mechanachim without nanuim. If you can do nanuim, then you're mechanachim to do it in the proper way. That's to say, your chiluk has to be lechatchila.
Make a chiluk between what he could do as a boy should do what he could do lechatchila. But if the love and esrei is possible, the other, he is not. He doesn't have to know it's kashrut with the other.
Does that mean he should do?
So it's a machlokes rishayim in the Mordechai. Mishabura rather passes the chumra. He should buy a child a kosher one. But he brings the two opinions. A kosher b'di'evet. If he doesn't know, the child doesn't know, it's probably okay.
Does it mean he should do 4 cups of wine?
Of course he should do 4 cups of wine. Oh, you mean you're supposed to grape juice? Yeah, okay. The Gemara says, chidakei shel tinuk b'yayin. It's a Mishnah. Oh. Mishnah Ma'ariv Pesachim. It says, yimachanach a child, it's rather right the other way. It says, yimachanach a child in arba kaisis. So Rabbi Yehuda says, chidakei shel tinuk b'yayin. It's dark then to drink wine and grape juice, they would drink. But assuming it's wine, then, so it seems also he's not mechanech a child till he could do it the right way. Yes, so in Kippur, there's a din of chinuch l'shayis, that's not l'chatchila. So there's a Rabbeinu Menayach. In Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Pirush on the Rambam is somebody called Rabbeinu Menayach. So he says, trei chinuch hayesh. There are two types of chinuch. There's a chinuch to train a person to be a firm person. And there's a chinuch that obligates a parent to make sure a child is mekayim a mitzvah. So he says, trei chinuch hayesh. It says, noshim p'turais mechinuch. The Gemara says that in Nazir, that women are not mechuyev mechinuch, only men. So if he teaches the Beis Yaakov, they'll, what are you talking about? The ladies that do most of the chinuch, not the men. So the Rabbeinu Menayach says, there are two chinuchs. There's a chinuch where you mechanuch somebody to want to do mitzvahs, that's the mother's chinuch. Part of the chinuch means that the obligation to do the mitzvah, that's the father's job. To make sure the son does the mitzvah right, that's the father's job. The mother's job is to make him happy with kiyum mitzvahs, want to do kiyum mitzvahs. So Rabbeinu Menayach says the chinuch l'shayis is the lady's type of chinuch, it's not the obligation type of chinuch. So to get him used to it, you're mechanuch l'shayis. Let's get back to the Gemara. Yeah, the same thing as a Kohen Gadol. That's my understanding. Okay, Tufine. The Pasuk says that these Karbonos are called Tufine. So Gemara is going to have a few drushes. B'shas Hava, Tufine means you have to prepare it, you have to bake it. B'shas Hava, Tufini. Vein B'shachris, Tufini. That when the Kohen Hedja brings it, then he has to prepare it. It should not be done b'shachris. Shachris here means before Alayis HaShachar. No, so it has to be done at a time you could be makrevit. B'shas havah tufini. You have to bake the chavitim when it's eligible to be a carbon. In b'shachris tufini, not earlier. Hataninan, but we learned, hemidu ayis chavitim lasis chavitim. Every morning they got up early before Alayis HaShachar to prepare the chavitim. Amrachia baracha, lasis chamin l'revucha. To prepare the hot water, they prepared it before Alayis HaShachar. They prepared the hot water or the oven, whatever they had to prepare. But the actual baking of it had to be done by day. Tufini, Rabbi Yosi B'Sheb Reb China, Darshins, what does it mean? Mitagda va'akach oifa isa. First you fry it, and then you bake it. Do we have anything like that we fry and then bake? I don't think so. Rabbi Acha B'Sheb Reb Chanina, first you bake it and then you fry it. Tufini is a nutrikin of tafinu na. Bake it raw. Bake it before you fry it. Rabbi Eimer,
What difference does it make whether you bake or fry first?
Try to tell that to a cook. What's the difference? You do it this way.
No, halacha wise. Not for
well, there's a certain recipe. That's the recipe. That's the way it's made. That's the recipe, the way that it's
well, the outcome will be different if you fry it.
The outcome will be different.
But the Gemara, the Chumash doesn't say it's done this way.
It's a drasha, the word tufini. Rabbi Eimer to tafinu na, bake it nicely. Rabbi Daisa Eimer tafinu noya, is the girsa on the side. Asyan alan, Pal Gavasa Kihinon. I'm sorry. Asyon Olin Pal Gavasa Kihinon. They came, I'm stuck on this. No. Speak louder, don't be ashamed, I'm stuck. What? Okay, Maria, pluk to Damiran, it says, Asya Pagavosa Kihinin, strange word. Palgivosa Mandiyama Tafinu No. Kamandiyama Oifa Vakach Mitagna. It was saying now that this previous machlaikis of Tanoim is also a machlaikis Amiran. That's what it means. Asya Nalam Palgavosa Kihinin. Kihinin means Kohem. It came afterwards a machlaikis Kohem, just like their machlaikis. Palgavosa machlaikis. Mandiyama Tafinu No. Kamandiyama Oifa Vakach Mitagna. The one who said Ta'afini is a contraction of Tafinu No. Is a mandiyama bake it and then fry it. Mandfina tafinu no, kamandiyama mitagna vakach laifa. Now, in our print, it's backwards. The one who says bake it raw is bake it and then fry it. The one who says bake it nicely is fry it and then bake it. And the one who says fry it and then bake it. Loi saif davar, she meis, ela, not only if he dies, is half of it go to waste. Ela afilu nitma, afilu nitcha mumum. If the kai gal in the middle of the day became tamei, or he became possible because of a mum, so the same consequence was happened that he after chavitin went to betzuras of yatzal beis asreif. Tani Rav Yehuda ben Pazi.
Another kain gadol for the afternoon.
What?
If he becomes tamei, do they get another kain gadol for the afternoon?
So of course, yeah. They get another kain gadol. When he becomes tar, that kain gadol.
Goes back to the original.
He doesn't go back. It's my own Dusha Vemer. He's going to Shavar, right.
What happens?
You have a temporary. If someone's a Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei, someone else is put as a Kohen Gadol for a day, if he's Tamei Sheretz, or a week, if he's Tamei Meis. And afterwards, as Mishnah says in Yuma, that you, to make him back into a head, you hit my own Lakosh Vemer Reed. To make him a two Kohen Gadol at the same time, Shemeva. So he sits on the sidelines. He's a quasi Kohen Gadol.
They had that same Shiloh in
What?
Rabbi
Yehuda ben Pazi, the bar delay. He said, "Afilu nitcha meimum minayin. Afilu nitcha meimum minayin. Kain gadol shemeis v'lay minu achar tachta. Shetei mechasei kreva mishal yarshim." Now, what happens if they didn't elect the new kain gadol that day? He died in the afternoon. They didn't get a chance. So, what do you do with the chavitin? So, the first man, the Yama, says yarshim have to pay with it. Tamalim yibabana. How do you know the yarshim have to pay for it? So it says Mibanov, Yasa Isa. Yachli Yivien El Chatzoyin. So now the Yarshin come. So said, they're not happy about it, they'll bring half. No, Tamalayma Isa. Kula Amarti Divir Rabbi Yehuda. The Yarshim have to pay for a full Eifa. Half of it is Nikrab, and the other half goes to the Beis Asreifa. Rav Shimon Aymer Eine Boil Mishal Tzibor. Shenema Chok Oilam. Mishabris Kerusalai. Chok Oilam. It's a takana, misha habris kerusalai, somebody who's the kohen gadol is the one who brings it, and not the yarsh. Kol l'takta, kol l'laktara, and it's entirely burnt. You don't burn half of it, you burn the whole. So we have machlaikis, what you do if the kohen gadol is nifsal in the middle of the day. So that was a digression to the chavita. Now we go back to the Mishnah. We go back to the, again, still the chavita. Kohen gadol shemes. Rabba bar mamul. A minute ago, Reb Shimon said Mishal Yarshim. Mishal Tzibor. And here he says that you bring it Mishal Tzibor. In the Mishnah, we had the seven takanis. At the end of the seven takanis, one of the takanis was that it comes Mishal Tzibor. So, and Reb Yehuda said Mishal Yarshim. So he said that here the shitas are reversed. Taman Amr Mishal Yarshim. In the Brice, he said Mishal Yarshim, Acha Mishal Tzibor. Amr Abchia Barba. So Abchia Barba said, V'la Yos Umaksha. Isn't the Kasha good? Asad Reb Yechran Bar Acha. Rabba Vav Shem Reb Yechran. Devar Torah Hu Shetei Ba Minat Tzibor. That it's a Devar Torah that it comes Minat Tzibor. and it's not a takana. So the machlokes is if it's a takana mishal tzibur, or if it's a dvar Torah mishal tzibur. But everyone holds mishal tzibur. Hayisi aimer yigvula. I would think that they have to collect money special for this. Or according to one Gersa Mina Yarshim, Hiskinu Shitaiba Mitchumas Alishcha. They didn't collect money separate for this, they took from the Chumas Alishcha.
How much was the neighbor? How much could this carbon have cost?
All these things didn't cost a lot, they still were very important. I don't know.
What else could you do?
Rabbi Yaisa Amr Rabbi Yechanan Bai. Rabbi Yaisi in the name of Rabbi Yechanan asked.
The Kohen Gadol didn't bring it from his own money?
What? Sha'avah, the Kohen Gadol from his own. We're talking about the Kohen Gadol Sha'avah that died. So we said either it comes Mishal Tzibor or Mishal Yarshin.
Normally
it was from his money.
So what's the question? Why shouldn't the Yarshin also bring from their own
money? The Yarshin are not Kohen Gadol. That's why. If they're not Kohen Gadol, why should they have to bring?
It has to be brought.
Then why do they have to bring altogether?
Right, so those who hold it is, they say, it's a gzeiruk, it's a kosef tachta mibanav. It's a kosef tachta mibanav. And this money owes us now. Who should bring?
The half that he didn't bring because he died.
That half, if he didn't bring, there's a chata shemesu ba'leha that goes to the Beis Reif, and there was no machlaikis. Question is, how the Beis Hamikdash gets the second half? I'm Rabbi Yechran, boy, mahu, shleima b'shachris v'shleima bein arbaim, a shleima b'shachris u'betela bein arbaim. When we have this takana, that when there's no Kayan Gadol, it has to come Mishal Tzibor, is it Nikrav, a full Asira Seifa in the morning, a full Asira Seifa in the evening, or a full thing in the morning and a half later? As the question is on the Gzeres HaKosov. The Gzeres HaKosov, when there's no Kayan Gadol, it comes Mishal Tzibor. So how is it brought? Is it brought Asira Seifa Shleima twice? Or once.
What about the same way as always? Why is that not even?
So the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk. We'll see in a second. So when you're going to be patient that, you'll be patient this as well. He also brought in the card together with the Minchas Tamid, three lugin, or some of the Kohen Gadol, mahi. Shloishes lugin shachris, shloishes lugin bein arbayim. I lugin mechza shachris, lugin mechza bein arbayim. Amar Rav Chizkia af hada tzrichalei. A third shaila, shnei kumsin mahin. He also brought a kaimitz of levaina. Shnei kumsin. Now, when the kain gadol is there, it's half in the morning, half in the evening. When it comes to mishal tzibor, do you say shnei kumsin shachris, shnei kumsin ben arbayim, a kaimitz achris shachris, kaimitz achris ben arbayim? These are the three parts. I'm Reb Yaisa. Klum lomdu lekaimitz leimimichas achaite. Malal shnei kumsin af shnei kan shnei kumsin. The limud is from minchas achaite. And therefore you bring two. The same thing, Amr Chizkia, Kulum Lomdu Shleishas Lugin. Loi Mitomit Shal Bein Arbayim, Alhan Shleishas Lugin, Avkan Shleishas Lugin. Matan Tzrichalei, Avkan Tzrichalei. And just like there, I'm not sure what the Tzrichalei is, just like there it's brought it once, I guess. Here also it's brought it once. So what are we saying? That when the Kohen Gadol is there, it's brought in the manner of a Kohen Gadol. When it's brought Mishal Tzibor, it's brought in the manner that the Tzibor always brings it. So now we're finished with the digression to the Chavitin. We go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said they made seven takanis. One is that there's no mi'ila in the Eifer of the Parah Aduma. Shalai Yehei, there should be no mi'ila in the Eifer of the Parah Aduma. Shemar Nach Mishem Rabbi Yainasim. Bidinu ha'yashiyim luba. Really, the Eifer Parah should be mi'ila. It has to do shesaguf. Hein Gazru, shalai yehim luba. And Chazal made a takana. There's no issa mi'ila on the Eifer. And how that works exactly is hard. If they rise it as mi'ila, what does it mean they made a takana? Gemara is hatani chatas. We learn the brisa regarding a chatas. Malamit shel ma'ilam ba. By a regular chatas, there's mi'ila. Then it says in the pasuk ba ma'ilin they ma'ilam ba'afra. But there's no mi'ila on the afer of a chatas. So what are you saying? Min ha'toyer there's mi'ila. There's a miyut in the brisa that excludes it. So the Gemara says you're right. Amar Rabbeva. Really, min ha'tayra on ashes, there's no afer. B'rishayna hayu mishtakshkin ba v'noiseres agabim makaseyim. If anybody could get a hold of the parah aduma afer, so it was like good luck. If they had an injury, they'd put it on their injury, because there's no mi'ila on afer. So gozru shayim luba. Midrabanan they made a takana, there's me'ila. Kivan she nigderu, as soon as there was a geder and people stopped using it, gazru shalah yamaluba, they went back to the dairaisa. This is a cloud that when things that are torn sreifa are burnt, that the afer is always mutter. If you have an avodah zarah and you burn it, any isser hadnah that there's a mitzvah to burn, the afer is not asabahana. You burn chametz, the afer is not asabahana. In the Bavli, it calls it panim chadashis ba'olakan. The Bavli says you burn even a irani dachas, the afer is mutter because panim chadashis ba'olakan. Why do I remember the lashon of the Bavli? There's a famous story of Reb Chaim Brisker and one of the Chassidish Rebbes of his day who challenged him about everything is two dinim. Reb Chaim said, two dinim in this, two dinim in that, two dinim in everything. So Reb Chaim came to a Sheva Brachis where this Rebbe was there. So he showed the Rebbe, he brought along a cup of ashes. So what's that? He said, it's Efer from Yisuri Anah. So why are you bringing Efer of Yisuri Anah, Sheva Brachis? He said, Shulchan Aruch says you need part of Chadashis. Gemara says the Efer of Yisuri Anah is Panim Chadash is Baal Lakan. It's not Ozeb Anah. So the Rebbe told him, that's not the Panim Chadashis that we need. So Reb Chaim said, there are two dinim in Panim Chadashis, right? One Panim Chadash is this, one of that. So Zevin brings this Maisa, so it's the way I remember Gemara's from stories. Deva the Paradum was really different. Because really the Efer of Yisuri Hanah is garbage. Eva Paraduma is used. So it's really a chiddush what the Gemara says. The Gemara is saying, Minat Torah, there's no Mi'ilah. And the Rabbanan, since people were using it, made a takana of Mi'ilah. But you're right, it's really a much bigger chiddush here, because here the Efer is Efer that's usable, but not in the Migdash. It's usable for a mitzvah. So that doesn't have kiddush. Va'al akinim. Hisha zois ba'mahi miskaperas. He have a lady, so we discussed this already twice. She threw money into the pushka. She went home. They took out the money, they bought a bird. Now the bird got either lost, avudim, or psulin, the bird got some psul. So, you know, I have a bird for this lady. So he said in the Mishnah, one of the takonis was to bring another carbon. So, Yisha Zayf Bamehi Miskaperes, Amarab Yitzchak Tanai Beznu. This was the Tanai, one of the seven Tanai Bezns. Hamasbik is Akinim, who Masbik is Apsulas Rasa Uvdais. The one, we had this at the end yesterday, so we were learning the Mishnah, that the one who got the contract to sell Kinim to the Beis HaMikdash, he had to provide the extra birds of Psulais and Avudais, and they were Niskadish, Al Shem, the Bailim.
It's in his best interest to make sure the produce is still good then.
It's in his interest that it stays good, right? So Hajjun Allah, Perak Moshe Nimtzu. Alright, we come to the last Perak. Kol HaRoikin Anisim Yerushalayim. That sounds strange. All spit that you find in Yerushalayim. We didn't find a lot of spit all over the place. Nevertheless, let me explain what this is, the Hagdama to this. There are four Tumas, Shatuma Yaitse Megufan. There are four types of Tumah. One is a male, that's a Zav. And three are females, Zava, Nida, and Yeledes. That the bodily excretions are be'etzem tameh. Someone's a tameh meis, so there's no din on his on the spit. On these four, it's gzeres hakasid, they're called tumis shatumi yaitzim agufan. So now all of them happens to be their etzem tumah is something that comes out of a dam nida, dam za, or the excretion of a zav. They're all excretion type tumah, all four of them. Now, at any rate, Their roik is mitame. It can be mitame people. It can be it's a real tumah. It's an avat tumah. So there was a concern not to come into contact with it. You also have to remember that there was no plumbing once upon a time, and there was, even though the Mishnah mentions roik, there were other bodily excretions which could be found somewhere in a public area. Chazal made a takana. Even though I would say roik, you go basa roik, most people are tar. Chazal were guys a stam roik and stam kalim tmeim. That's what they were guys to be marchik adam in atumah. This Mishnah says Yerushalayim was an exception. Since Yerushalayim, people typically were tar before they went to Yerushalayim. So kol ha roikin and him tzam Yerushalayim tahirin, Chutz Mishal Shaykh Elyon Divar Ameir. Gemara will say Shaykh Elyon, the Chinese, came and did laundry. The Goyim who did the laundry were in the Shaykh Elyon. And because the Chazal guys are on the Raika of Goyim, so therefore the Shaykh Elyon is different, but the rest of Yerushalayim is Tar. Divar Ameir. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Bishar Kol Yemais Hashana, all year round, Be'emtza Temeyin, B'tzadim Tahirin. During the year, if somebody's tar, he stayed away from the multitudes of people. People walk down the middle of the street, and there were no cars then, right? You walk down, most people walk down the middle of a walkway. If you were tar, you walked along the sides. B'shas HaRegel, most people were tar. So Be'emtza Tahirin, if somebody spit in the middle of the street, you would assume it's from a tar person. B'tzadim Temeyin, Ne'e Shamu'utim, B'tzadim Letzadim. Whoever is less goes to the side. That's the din of Reik. Kol HaKelim. Chazal made exer on Stam Kelim. That Kelim HaMa'aretz assumed to be Tameh. Kol HaKelim Nimtzam Yerushalayim. Derech Yerida LeBeis HaTefila Tameyim. If it's on the path, now they had to the mikveh two paths. A path in Tameh, out Tar. They didn't want Tar people bumping into Tameh people. Or Tommy Kalem bumping into Tommy people. So the mikveh had an in and an out. So if you find Kalem, Derech Yerida LeBeis HaTefila, it's Tommy. Someone dropped it on the way. Derech Aliyah, Tahirin. On the way out, Sholay Kaliyah, son, Yeridas and Aliyah, son. They didn't go in and out from the same way, Devere Meir. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Kulan Tahirin. All Stam Kalem in Yerushalayim Atar, Chutz Menasal, Amagrifa, Vamaritza, Amyuchadim Lekvaris. Except for those things that are miyuchid for graves, a basket, a shovel, meritza is either an axe or a hoe. So these things are considered tummy.
Every place in Yerushalayim was either on the way to the mikvah or
No.
So, if you found a keli in Yerushalayim,
so not. That is stam keli Yerushalayim atar.
Okay.
The Kol Reikin and Kol Kalim was the one takan. Sakin, a shechita knife. Shenitzis biyudalid. You find the sakin knife on the 14th of Nisan. Shechit b'miyad. You say for sure it's tar. You shech the carbon with it immediately. Why? Any person with a shechit knife, tomorrow is the busy day for the shechitim, right? You know, they shechted not only carbon Pesach, they shechted carbon chagiga as well. So all the shaykhim table their knives. B'shloi shasa, you find a knife of unknown origin. On the 13th, shayna umatvol. You have to table again. The word again is lavdafka. It means you have to table it because people would table it last minute because they're afraid it'll become tame. Kupitz, if you have a kupitz is what they call in Hebrew a hakmeser. But it was used basically to cut bones, to chop pieces of meat that had bones. B'zel b'zel shayna umatvol. Why? Because you couldn't use this for a carbon Pesach. Why? Because carbon Pesach, you're not allowed to break the bones. So nobody titled it for the carbon Pesach. Now, there's a Gemara in Yuma, it's a little funny, a little different. Really, you brought a carbon Chagiga too. So why wouldn't you say you could use the Kupitz for the carbon Chagiga? So the Gemara says that the first part of the Mishnah is talking at a time they didn't bring a Chagiga. What's the time? So the Gemara has, if the Kohen Gadol died and they were all, and everybody in Klal Yisrael had a din oval, you couldn't bring a chagiga, but you could bring a carbon Pesach. So the Gemara on the Kupitz is going on a case where we're only taking the carbon Pesach into account, not the chagiga. The next part of the Mishnah. This is in Yerushalayim.
So why?
Because for so I have to tell you, I'm sorry. Stam Kalim Atar, Kalim for Kachim all have to be tivled. Even if you have a tar thing, a keli, you know it's tar. You use it in your kitchen all year, it never became tameh. If you want to take it for kachim, it needs to be titled al das kachim. It had to be titled, that's in the second half of the first parak of Pesachim. The idea that you have to be titled al das the kachim.
Can you go back to its regular status, or it'll be permanently kachim?
No, you can go back. It's not permanent, it's, if you make it into klisha race, it'll be different, but if, stomach keli that's used, it's not permanent.
You can't go back, because if you go and make something kedusha, then you can't go back.
So the Mishnah in Mila says, klisha race says kedusha saguf. You make the thing itself kaddish, you use hegdish money for it. But if the hedyet uses a fork to eat his meat or a knife, so it doesn't have kedusha saguf. He's only using it for that. It's, I guess, the similar, if you have a Sefer Torah, so you have a mantle, it has Kedusha, it's made for the Sefer Torah. If you spread a talus over it, so it doesn't get a Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, it's only a temporary use. Chalar ba'osalias b'Shabbos, Sheikh ba'miyad. If the 14th came out on Shabbos, then Sheikh ba'miyad goes to on the kuppets. You could use the kuppets right away. Sheikh it means use it for meat. Doesn't really mean shechita. B'tesvav Sheikh ba'miyad. Certainly on the 15th, you use it, because the carbon chagiga, you can't bring on Shabbos. You have to bring it on Sunday, because it's an elective carbon. So either you bring it on Friday, you bring it on Sunday. So if Shabbos is the 14th, then on the 15th you would use it. Nimsa kshura l'sakin. If you find a kuppetz tied together with a shechita knife, harika sakin, you assume its status is the same as the sakin knife. If they tiveled one, they would have tiveled both. That's the Mishnah. How does this come here? Very strange chronology. We talked about the Masechta is about money. So we talked about finding money between the pushkas. Then we talked about finding meat. Then we talked about finding animals. And now we talk about finding Reich. It's similar to when you daven Shemini Esrei, it ever happened to you? So I think about one thing and it goes to the next, you ever trace it back? It's amazing how it works.
Well, how does Reich, I mean, Reich, you would think it's descending order here, right? Because as the last thing, you know.
I can't explain why the Mishnah got so involved with the Reich, I don't know. Rabbi Abba b'shem Reb Shua ben Levi, Katsran shal nachrim ha-yisham, the Sheikha Elyain, the Gayish laundry was there. That's why there everything is Tame. Amar Reb Chanina, Arud Isaiah nachrim Yerushalayim, In the Sheikha Elyain, they had a place where they killed donkeys. Harudais, a wild donkeys. Now, obviously, they weren't feeding it to the Jews. They were feeding it to the Goyim. So that area was the Treifah butcher store of Yerushalayim. There were Goyim there, too. Everyone needed a Shabbos guy. So there were Goyim there as well. And that place was where the Goyim was. And that's why the Reich was Tameh. And listen to this. When Yaila Regal in Yerushalayim, it was crowded. Everyone took his shortcut. Every road was crowded. People went through the Sheikha Elyain. They used to walk through blood. Now, what blood? Now, Arkav Hayseim means their joint. A joint sometimes means an ankle, sometimes means a knee. So it depends on your imagination if the blood was knee high or ankle high, but they walked through blood. What's going on here? The shaila that this next Gemara talks about is whether dam nevela is metame. Basar nevela is metame. What about dam? Loyomra and davar means that the assumption is that dam nevela, at least of a behemah tameya, and the Gemara will compare it to behemah taira, is not metame. And that's what it means. They walk through blood and nobody said anything. I don't know. I track up my house with blood, I get upset, right? But they walk through blood, they came all bloody and nothing. Reb Simon b'shem Reb Yishuv ben Levi said, Maisa, b'preida mishal beis Revi, shemesa. In the house of Revi, they had this preida, this donkey. V'tiru es dameha mishum nevela. And they paskin, blood of a nevela is tar. Reb Elazar shalor Reb Simon, ad kama, how much dam? V'loi agibei. He ignored him. Now this we had on Daftes earlier. He asked, again, who's asking who? Releza asked Rav Simon, he ignored him. Shal Rishu Balevi Amalei, Ad Ravi Istar, Yosef Mekan Tameh. A Nevela, Dam Nevela, a Ravias is Tameh. Ubash Rabbeleza, the Lechazel Rav Simon. And Rabbeleza was upset why Rav Simon didn't answer him. Shmusa, what he asked him. Rabibi Hava Yosef, Masni Hadein Uvda. Rabibi was sitting and he was repeating the story. The story is that Tila Revius of Dam Nevela is Tar, and above that is Tameh. And he kicked him. I hope you'll remember this Gemara, very unusual. So why did he kick him? The one who kicked him excused himself. He said, begin to lay out his deity be. I was very frustrated because my mind is not with me. Why? So he had a long excuse for why he kicked him. Now why he kicked him punked when he told him, Ravias is Tameh, Mr. Tameh had something to do with his shita. But anyway, he said, why was I stressed out? Dom Reb Chanan says in the Teichacha, three levels of curse. Your life will be hanging before your eyes. Somebody only has enough money for chitim for 1 year. He's worried where he'll get it next year. That's somebody who buys flour from a supplier. So he's worried on a more regular basis. He doesn't even have a year's worth of food. And the worst level is someone who can't even buy flour. He doesn't have the ability to bake the flour. He relies on the baker. And I'm relying on a baker. Now, in good times, there's no problem. In good times, the bakery has plenty to sell. But in times of a teichacha, in times of difficulty, somebody who has to rely, there'll be food in the bakery, so he's worried that there won't be. So that's why he got upset. Maikadain, what was the issue about? Hey, Rabbi Shua, Ben Psaira, Adam Neveilais Shehutar. Well, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi already said Edis, back in Mesechtes Edius, which is all earlier, that Adam Neveilais Shehutar. And Dam Nevelis is tar. So us is big tumul and base Rebbe, and they're asking Shilas. We have such a Kabbalah, Dam Nevelis is tar. And for the Gemara, Mahu tar. Why did Rabbi Shua ben Psaira say tar? Tar melahachshir. Halatamis mitama. Lahachshir is to be mukshal the Kabbal Tumma. You know, food has to get wet to be able to be a Kabbal Tumma. Wet with seven liquids. One of them is blood. Blood is machshel lekabel tumah. What's saying is the hayid, the edus he said, which was an earlier generation, is that dam nevela is not machshel lekabel tumah. What about being mitame? Halatame mitame. Maybe it's still mitame. So that was the tumul in the generation of Rebbe, if it's mitame as well.
What about the mice that Yeshua and Levi brought before that they walked through knee deep and they said no problem.
In that story, it appears even a Revius. In that story, it appears even a Revius, not like the story
and
of Rabbi.
And that was coming into the Beis Hamikdash.
They allowed him to go to Beis Hamikdash. From that story, it seems that was before Rabbi. Actually, Rabbi was after the Churban. Shemesh Rabbi Kiva, not the Rabbi, right? So it's a disputed issue. That's a dispute. Tamon taninan, dama sheretz metame kibsarai. Okay, a sheretz is metame ke'adasha, a very small size. Dam sheretz is metame like basa sheretz. Metame veina machshir, it's metame with a small amount, and it doesn't have a din of dam, it has a din of basa. It's not machshir lekabel tuma. Ein lanu ki yaitza bai, there's nothing like it, that has these halachas. Vein lanu ki yaitza bai kishir tumasai. There's nothing else, it's metame with that small amount, avodami mitame kibsarei, but the dam is mitame, so it has a chumra that the dam is mitame like the basa with a small amount. Also, it's not machshir. Amar Reb Yaisi, polig ba train amay roin, chanametar, mandi ametame kreb Yehuda, mandi ametar kreb Yeshua ben Psaira. They argue. This goes back on the machlokes of dam nevela. They argued if it's mitame or not. Amalei Rav Duma de Melchusa, v'yos, and you're right. The Rabbi Yehuda Marana de Bein Nesia Hava. Rabbi Yehuda came from Rebbe, and Rebbe was the story of the Preda who they paskin was tar. So Memela, he should be the one that goes with his Zaydashita, and Fakeret again, who said Charam el Charamar. So the one who comes from Beis Leiv, Beis Rebbe, should be the Rebbe Yehuda, Marana de Bein Nasi. Rebbe Yehuda is a descendant of the Bein Nasi. He should be the one that says Tar. Kol HaRoikin. We talked about the spit. Like Kain Amar Abaval, B'Shem Riesi B'Chanina. Like Gozu HaRoikin Shem Yerushalayim. They weren't Geyser on Roikin Yerushalayim. So why were they Geyser on the Roik in the...
Why weren't they Geyser? Because
most people in Yerushalayim are Tar. So the question is, why in our Mishnah do we say either that the base is Shuk Elyon or the middle of the street, the sides of the street are Tameh? With the Goyim are, the spit is Metameh. There were guys on stamp spit, but on the spit of Gaim is Matam. Pshaya Mais Hashana, Tmei Mahalchin Shibailis. Shibailis means a flow. So all year round, the Tmeim go with the flow of traffic down the middle of the street. Hatari Malchim and Hatzad. The sure what he takes out. Let's see. Vatayrim ahalchin stam. The Tahirim walk stam. Vatmeim oimrim lam perushu. The Tahirim walk on the side stam. And if the Tmeim see that their Reich went on the sides, they would tell them perushu. Pshasa rega on yantim was reversed. Hatayrim ahalchin shibaylis. Hatmeim ahalchin in atzad. Hatmeim ahalchin stam. The Tmeim walk stam. Vatayrim oimrim lam perushu. And Tahirim would say, watch out if they came in their way. So the gist of the traffic went according to the Reif. Chola Kelim and Nimtzayim. Gemara says, like Kein Amar Rav Avol B'Shem Rav Yechanan, like Gazru Al Kein Shem Yerushalayim. Just like there weren't guys on spit, there weren't guys on Kelim. Still, Kimish Nimtzu Derech Yerida L'Beis HaTfila, if you find them on the way down to the Beis HaTfila, Nasu Echiyach, it's Omdina that they're Tamei. Abishol hayakirin isai tzipirin. Mandyam tzipirin shay daima litzipirin. The area there was daima to tzipirin. Mandyam emeritza shemeritza seven lebesak faris. Once emeritza is because that's where they kept the shovel of that they used to dig for the besak faris. So emeritza is maybe an axe that they did to the besak faris. I think two purushim I brought from emeritza. So the place where the tumah was, they either called Tzipirin, or they called the Meritza, either is a Lashon of Tumah. Tzipirin is a fingernail, is a Lashon of Tumah. And Meritza is also a Lashon of Tumah. Kopitz, Tani, Asak, and Kshura, La Harizuka, Maisa. If the knife is tied to the kopitz, they both have the same din. Okay, now we go on to a new case. Pareiches, Shenitma. Now here, it's a little harder to know the sequence. Why is this coming in here? I'm not sure. I guess we talked about Tumah. We're talking about Tumah. Very specific case of Tumah, the Pareiches. The Pareiches was 40 by 20 in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan, it was smaller, because the Mishkan was smaller. The Beis HaMikdash, you're talking about 40 amis high. How tall is that? Like 60 feet. It's like a six-story apartment house was the height of the Pareiches, and 20 amis across. Now it's a very heavy pareiches. So the Mishnah says, pareiches shenim b'vlad ha-tumah. My tefillin I say bifnim. If the pareiches became tameh with a vlad ha-tumah, so you all know, a dead person's an avi avais ha-tumah, or grandfather tumah. All other tumis are avatumah, all origin tumis, sheretz, etc. And a vlad ha-tumah is something that touched an avatumah. So if the pareiches became tameh, Matfilin Aisa Bifnim, Umachnisin Aisa Miyad. They tivled it, and it didn't need her shemesh, they immediately used it. Shininma ba'ava atoma, Matfilin Aisa Bechutz, Vishaitchen Aisa Bechil. They would tivle it outside, spread it out to dry on the tchil, and they sheitzricha her of shemesh. Her of shemesh, all kachim needs her of shemesh from a real tuma, which is when it comes to me from an ava tuma. A vlad atumah is not usually metamic kalim. So we don't learn much about tumah. You should know in tumah, adam and kalim have the same rules. Oichlin u'mashkin min ha-tayra have the same rules. A vlad is not metamic adam v'kalim, but in the Beis HaMikdash, it's still revi. It becomes tumah. So it became tumah with a chumra. They tevel it in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a mikvah in the Beis HaMikdash. And they immediately put it back. They didn't need Harav Shemesh. It became tumah with a real tumah, deraisa dika tumah, then it needed Harav Shemesh, so they would spread it out on the chil. The chil was the boundary, the border around the circumference of the Beis HaMikdash.
According to the Mandamar, that the Parochus was just a curtain, there was no wall.
We're talking about the curtain now.
Did they put a replacement curtain so you couldn't see in? Or?
Well, for the day, did they put a replacement curtain? That's a good question. I don't know. I would imagine they did, but I don't know. If it was new and it looked pretty, they would spread it out. They should see that it's nice. The first would say, "Why? Who cares?" They see if it's. I would think just want to see it's nice. They say they want to see it's nice, so they should want to donate for it next time they make an appeal.
Well, how big was the mikvah?
There were two of them. So
how big was the mikvah?
In other words, if this is 60 amos by 40 amos,
You know how many people had to tevel it?
I know,
but we have the Rav Shim ben Askan. What?
The two
presents, yeah, if only one became Tameh, then the other one would block it. It was a double curtain.
Except on the side.
Except a little bit on the side.
What kind of the Perkis was beautiful or not? Wasn't the Perkis the same?
So when it was new, I don't know, I don't know. It says the Perkis, they change, some like it's twice a year, once a year. Why? Why curtains don't get so dirty? They do. Because it was in a room where they burnt Tyrus every day. And that makes smoke. So the pareiches would become dirty from the smoke pretty rapidly. So that's why they, if it was new and it was nice, they would spread it out. As time went on, it was not so nice.
So they didn't clean it or anything like that? It wasn't the cleaners that
they replaced it, yeah, apparently. Said,
well, yeah. What would they do with it, though? I mean,
the old one?
Yeah.
They'd put in Seamus with the, like, everything.
They couldn't
else.
Tear it up and put it, like, for the economy. The
big dekuna says they use for wicks.
Right, pareiches. So you wouldn't do the same thing.
Not that I'm aware of. Pareiches uvya tefach. You hear this? It was thick a tefach. Ashimim v'shtayin nimin. 72 threads thick. Nereges al kol nima v'nima chof dalet chutin. It was woven 72 nimin. And each one had 24 threads. Every string is made, there's a chut and a nima. If you look closely at your tzitzis, it's a few strings intertwined. It's called shazira. It's called in English. They twisted together. And this was twisted of 24 chutin.
Was this, what's the material, I guess, on that?
The material. So it was made out of four things. Tcheles, argaman, telashani, and shesh. Six threads of each were twisted into one string of 24 threads. Memama rochbacha, 40 by 20. And it cost 82 times 10,000, 820,000 dinner. Others teach it had 820,000 threads. And they made two a year. So here it's a machlokes, if it means they made one every 6 months, two a year. Or if it means the preches was really a double curtain, so they made the two once every year. To tevel it, you needed 300 kayanim. So here there's a sharp gra that everyone brings, and I have my kasha on it. The gra says, why 300 kayanim? Because you go around the circumference. 40, 20, 40, 20 equals 120. It was 120,
square feet.
120 amos. An amos shel kalim was 5 tfachim. 120 times 5, is 600 tfachim. Every person has 2 tfachim. So you get 300 kayanim, each one holds part of it.
Room for them.
Fist next to fist. You could fit 300 kayanim, 600 tfachim, around the circumference when you go to tevel it. So the Gra says it's really a guzma, but the guzma is precise. The most you can have is 300 kayanim for 600 tfachim. This always bothered me, because if you picture them teveling it, when you tevel something like this, you can't have people on all four sides. They're going to fall into the mikveh. On one side, you have to have nobody, right? You only have to have on
three sides.
On three sides. It would have been better if you would have said three sides. 40, 40, and 20 is how much?
100.
100. And you would have said it's a regular amma. Six tvachim, so 600. So they bring b'shem the gra, that it was a 5 amma tefach, so there were 300 kainim all around. But, you don't know, just when I picture it, you're going to fall into mikvah. So you need, right? You need,
I mean, when you immerse in the mikvah, you have all that water, it's just very heavy as well.
Yeah, I imagine it's very heavy.
Are we talking about going into the ocean or going into a mikvah?
A mikvah.
A mikvah this size, I'm saying.
It's enormous.
Yeah, it was big enough. Where
well, you couldn't fold
you
it?
You never saw this in Williamsburg? Some mikvah. What
do you fold it? I mean,
no, heavy has,
whatever you want.
I have
whatever.
It.
Eel Zakti Gemara.
Eel
Uamar Chot. Had the Torah said you make the pareiches out of a string, echad, that's one thread. If it said kafel, that would be two threads. Say shazor is twisted, shloisha, three. Majzar is six. Torah says majzar, you all know that. So arba, and there were four materials. Arba mikan haya esrim v'arba. From here we come to 24. Tchelas argama slashani and sheish is four times six. Tani shloishim v'shtayim. Another man, the Yama, says it was 32 threads. Why? Ilu Amar Chut is one. Kafal is two. Shazar is four. Mosar is eight. Arba times four. Mekana. Ha, Tlas and Vitarat. And from there you come to 32. So he says of each it was eight. We're not done. Tana, another Brisa says, Arba Mushmaina. Now that's a tough string to work with. 48 threads in a string. Ilu Amar Chut, Ubi Echad. Kafal Shnayim. Kliya Shloisha. He said there were Kliya is three. Shazar is 6. Mazar is 12. So each material, they took 12 threads. Arba Mikan and Arba, and 4 Shesh Tchelas Argaman until Ashani, Mikan, Ha Arba Mitvanya. So you end up with 48. Plus of Echad Arma Maisei Raikin. Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with weaving loom. A weaving loom, yeah, you have the shuttle, right? You have the threads spread out. 72 threads and Shasi and Arif. And you throw the threads back and forth, and that's how you weave. Now, if you want to make it look nice, if you want to make a design, what you have to do is, as you weave, insert, let's say you want to make a picture of a lion, a red lion. So you have to insert red threads periodically in order to get the picture. So it says like this. One says it's the work of an embroiderer, I guess. Kazer, maise chayshev. Chayshev is a unique word. It means a professional. Maise roikeim, parts of echad. Anybody can make an image. You take, if somebody makes a knitted yarmulke, you can make an image on it. You take a plane, no problem. Maise chayshev, shnei partsufais. Now, if you want to have a picture on each side, not the same picture in the back of it, but a separate picture on each side, then you need a professional. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechem, Yechanam Maiser Roikem, Arimekan, Varimekan. He says, no, any embroiderer can make a lion on each side. Maiser Chayshev, Arimekan, V'cholik Mekan. On one side was the Ari, and the other side it was smooth. Now it's a trick to be able to make it on one side, and the other side should look straight. Charno says a bigger trick. Maiser Roikem, Arimekan, V'cholik Mekan. Maiser Chayshev, Arimekan, V'nesher Mekan. Now that's hard. You make a curtain, on one side has a picture of an Ari, on the other side a picture of a Nesher. So how do you do it? So Rabelski explained that it's easy. For Rabelski, everything's easy. So Rabelski explained how you do it. If you could picture a weaving loom in your mind, you'll be able to do it. Imagine this is a weaving loom, this table. So how do you set up a weaving loom? You have spools of thread, you stretch them, and you have your threads all the way to the other end. And now, each thread goes through a ring. Usually they have foot pedals. How do they pass the shuttle through? You have alternating threads go up and down. So what happens is the threads, every other thread goes up and down. You put a thread through, then you go down. It catches that thread. And then you put another one through, and you go up, it catches the thread. You follow what I'm saying? As you're going through, there's the up and the down. So the way he explained is once you have the machine to separate the up and the down, what you do is, once you separated the up and the down, so the up ones, you embroider only the ones that are up in the picture of an Ari, and only the ones that are down in the picture of a Nesher. And then, when the loom closes, so it's really every other thread, but the threads that have the extra embroidery on the top are going to stay on the top, and the ones on bottom are going to stay on the bottom. This is the way Rabelski explained to do it, and until we try it, it works. It the Gemara says it's a miracle, just as Maisa Chayshev.
Is going to have stripes through for the horizontal one. That's
the horizontal was the same color, so it didn't have the problem. B'shmeinu v'shtayim riba yainasas rabisa barbizna b'shem Shmuel guzma. Says it's an exaggeration. Tamanta nina pamu haya aleha k'sholish meyes kor. Said away 300 kor b'yez v'rovna b'shem Shmuel guzma. So you have to know in Shas, the number 300 and the number 13 are both used as guzmois. Where 13 is a guzma, 13, where 300 is 300.